Are you out there? It's me, Margaret. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, or Margaret, especially when I'm in trouble with my folks. I'm 47. They still call me Margaret when I've screwed something up. I am the host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the housing crisis and, frankly, Donald Trump ignoring this issue entirely in his inauguration speech, in the rallies, and in the flurry of executive orders. Not a whisper about how regular people are being fleeced by an algorithm that allows landlords, huge corporate landlords that own millions of units across the country, to gouge our middle class pocketbooks and raise rents way beyond where they might be under normal market circumstances. That is called price fixing. And the DOJ sued a bunch of these companies during the first week of January, including the DOJ. The governments of Arizona, the state of Arizona, as well as Washington, D.C., have also sued about this very software called RealPage. Now, that tells you something. Arizona, not really the hotbed of liberalism these days. If Arizona and Washington, D.C. are suing about this, you got to figure something's going on here. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, like, well, how many units are we talking about? Does the RealPage company that helps landlords collude to fix prices and raise them above market rates, what do they have to say about all this? Well, listen here. RealPage on its website has a video that says its software helps property owners to, quote, exceed the market. That means, you know, price gouge by 2-5% in revenue. The software is not only called RealPage, just FYI, it's also called AI Revenue Management. Ooh, that's comforting, isn't it? AI Revenue Management. It's never going to make me feel comfortable. It says as well, its 600 customers nationwide use its revenue management software for more than 4.5 million residential units. Yikes. They list more than 50 property management companies that are clients. And so this is everywhere. In and around Washington, D.C., for example, about 24% of multifamily rental units are managed by companies alleged in their lawsuit to use this RealPage price fixing rental software. This is bad. This is real bad. And then I'm going to tell you this additional little tidbit. Here's what's making it worse. And here's why Donald Trump doesn't really care about the middle class. One of the things that is making it worse is that private equity and hedge funds have been snapping up single family housing units, as well as apartment buildings and property management companies, like they have been going out of business, especially since the pandemic. It is really bad out there. There is a professor of economics. His name is Hal Slinger. He writes a blog called The Sling, and he looks at competition and consolidation in marketplaces. Basically, what we're seeing is the consolidation of housing in the United States, right? The more consolidation you see in any given industry, the more likely it is that prices are going to be pushed up above levels that people can afford. You add to the mix the price fixing software that all of these private equity companies that own these property management companies are using, and you say, gee whiz, I wonder why nobody can afford anything. Why are there no affordable single family homes for young people to buy who are just starting their family? It's because hedge funds and PE companies are snapping them all up. This is absolutely terrible for the middle class. And again, I ask you, tell me, what did Donald Trump say in the last 3 days about what he's going to do to solve the housing crisis? And the answer to that would be nothing, not a damn word. And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about the distractionary tactics of Donald Trump. Pay attention to this stuff, this like red meat bait, this chum in the water. This is happening right here in our own backyards. People in Wisconsin are suffering because they cannot find affordable housing, and our next president says not a word about it. For shame. For shame. ProPublica has also looked into this. If you want to check out some of their work, the last article I pulled, this is back from February of 2022. We've known about these issues. By the way, one of those companies that has been sued by the DOJ that owns properties in Wisconsin, Graystar, guess who owns that? Private equity. Mm-hmm. Now, the last thing I'm going to say, and then we're going to go to the phones, is this. What do you think 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico are going to do to housing prices? You don't have to guess because we've been here before. In Trump 1.0, when he did the same thing to Canadian products, it skyrocketed the cost of affordable housing. It delayed housing starts. It incentivized builders to build houses with a baseline price of $500,000 or more. Why? Because timber and steel got more expensive. You and yours and your families will be paying the price of Donald Trump's irresponsible economic policy, his fantasy land ideas that tariffs will somehow be paid by foreign governments. Yeah, that's not how they work at all. Tariffs are paid by the companies that import the products from those foreign countries. And what do businesses do? They don't just eat extra costs. They pass them on to their consumers. So this new economic policy, the tariffs that he's taken time over these last 3 days to lay out and to threaten other countries with, yeah, that's just going to make this situation worse. When the real culprit when it comes to affordable housing in this country is insufficient investment, collusion amongst property owners, and those gosh darn, I don't know what we call them, eight-headed hydra monsters called private equity and hedge funds. You know, the billionaire class. We come back. I'm going to take a couple of calls. Then we're going to bring on, of course, our good friend Robert Pilot of Native Roots. If you're on the phones, I will get to you all. I want to hear from you about this housing crisis problem, your reaction to my analysis when we come back, because it matters to each and every one of us and probably every person that you know and love and care about. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in on the housing crisis here and Donald Trump's obvious silence. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back in just a moment.